The astrologer's astrologer. One of the greatest things that I've learned over many years is this expression, hold your shit together, because sooner or later things change. The definition of all our lives is all about holding it together. You know, people panic, they fear, the fears, and they're frightened of this and they're frightened of that. They think that it's going to be the end of the world. How many of us, we did have coronavirus, we did get it for a couple of days, and we did think for a couple of days, couple of hours, we thought we were going to die. And it's a fear energy, but we got through it. The fact that I'm talking today means I got through it. Had it, got through it. Others didn't get through it. But fundamentally, when we have those fear energies, especially those of you who've ever been through a turbulent storm in an aeroplane, especially on a long haul flight across the Atlantic, it feels wobbly. You think, oh, I'm going to go down. This is the one plane that's going to make the headlines. It isn't. You arrive at JFK in the end, you arrive at London Heathrow at the end, you arrive at Paris Charles de Gaulle at the end. So you freak out for a few moments, you get fearful. In life, all of us, we all have those fearful, jittery moments. And I personally believe that jittery moments are good moments because it makes us aware how much we love life. We really, really do love life. Even people who say they hate their lives, they love life. Everybody has that addiction to life. And because it is the definition of a daily routine and a daily energy, the more you do something every single day, the more you love it. It's an addiction. Coffee. I mean, I love an espresso coffee. I love it. The more you love it, the more you want it. The following, you're looking forward to the following morning when you wake up and have people have espresso machines at home. I don't. But people do have espresso machines because you're addicted to it. You can't live without it. There are certain things in our lucky generation that we can't live without, and that is the addiction to life. But some people, when you see them walking in the street with their mobile phones and checking their Twitter account, checking whatever accounts, Instagram account, they're checking their messages, they're addicted to the phone. It's a real life energy to them. It might be a total illusion of what they're doing on the internet, but for them, it's an addiction. And that again proves how much we all love life. The addictions to life are the love of life. It's just another way of saying it. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people forget to actually love life. The only time that we become awakened to love life is after a traumatic and a very painful experience. And then we got out and we've been saved. And then we promise ourselves, I'm never going to complain again. I came back from Miami, Florida in January of 2007. And after suffering the humidity in Florida, suffering a relationship as well in Florida, I promised myself I'm never going to go back there. Whenever I feel a little bit down and depressed, I sometimes reflect back on that and say, oh, no, no, snap out of it. And remarkably, in January, February, March, especially March of 2007, after having such a painful experience, I had one of the best experiences in my life. It set me on the course to move to Poland, to come and live here in Poland. It was indeed March the 11th of 2007 when I changed. And I came to Poland for the very first time. A visit, very first time in my life. After a painful experience, we always find the light. It's just a human, I don't know why. After calamity in life, always starts a rebirth phase of life. After death, always comes rebirth. It's just a fact of life. After an ending of your love relationships, ending of something, always comes a beginning. But people don't like ending. But none of us likes ending things. We only begin things because we want it to continue forever, because we want to make a good, we don't like endings. We don't, it's human nature. We don't like it. It's painful. We don't like it. It is. But we all love beginnings. So in order to embrace the summer, in order to embrace what many people are going to be experiencing now during the Sun in Cancer, because it's a very truthful month ahead, June and July, and with that full moon in Capricorn on the 2nd and 3rd of July, which will have the grand trine too. And the grand trine to Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. Sorry, Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. And we'll have a trine too with the Sun trine. Sun in Cancer, trine, and Saturn in Pisces. Is a definition of it's good, it's really good. And if it's bad and it has to come to an end, then it's bad and it has to come to an end. You can't continue something if it's just not right. And many of you, me included, have realized certain things that we would have been doing in 2020, 2021, 2022 with Saturn in Aquarius have come to an end. And since March of 2023, it is defined a new energy. Saturn in Pisces wants to heal it, mend it, fix it if it can be fixed. If it can't be fixed, then it's got to be deleted. It's all about the healing energy of life. Many people have moved away from, got away from, detached away from the toxicity of the past. Saturn in Pisces is a healing. With Sun in Cancer, water starts at healing. So therefore, it will be illuminated. It will be very clear to everybody now what is the definition of Saturn in Pisces. So the surprises will be what makes you feel really good, because it really is something that is going to be in your life forever. And what is it, truthfully, that's died? It's just died. It's not there anymore. It just gone. It died. It's the truth, is it? It probably died prior to 2020, but you tried holding on to it during 3 years of coronavirus and Saturn in Aquarius. You tried holding on, and it's truth. It's died. It's over. So reflect back to prior to 2020, and you realize it's died. Everything that is solid and part of our future is, you feel very attached to it now. Now is the zone that we all feel attached to it. So what is the definition why I created the Astrologer's Astrologer? And that is because it is quite funny. It's quite funny anyway, that the vast majority of people that contact me are already astrologers. They're already psychics, and they're just learning a bit more from the way that I explain things from the Noam Elimelech. They learn a bit more from the way my attitudes, and yeah, I enhance their ability to predict correctly. But I'm lucky enough to have a very good friend, Christina, psychic Christina, who teaches me a lot more, so I can convey over teaching others a lot more. The definition of a psychic energy is got to be done in absolute peaceful calmness. The reason why is because in order to tune into the ethereal energies, in order to tune into the truth, I have to be at peace with myself. People who are not at peace with themselves, there are lots of fake psychics or wannabe psychics or wannabe astrologers, but they're wannabes because they are uncomfortable with their own lives. They have problems with their own boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or they don't have a relationship. They're not practicing what they preach with respect to Saturn relationships. They don't have anybody. Don't have anybody who loves them. Don't have anybody who they love. Or it is financial. They've got problems with their finances. They've got problems with their finances. They're not at peace with their finances. They're not happy with what they've got or what they haven't got. They're in the wrong business. So I do try to teach them and say, look, if you want to be in the business, you want to do what you're doing with respect to astrology and psychicness, then you have to fundamentally get this calm aura around you. That's what Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces defines. You have to be at peace with yourself. If you're constantly doing something on the internet or doing something in order to make money out of it, you're doomed. So the lessons that many people are learning now is, I'm doing things, especially with these peaceful water stuff, I'm doing things because I love doing them. I'm doing because I love doing it. And when you love doing something, it gives you energy, and it's the magnetism of attraction for prosperity. People who don't love doing what they love doing, they can't make any money out of it. You can't make money out of something you hate. I mean, many of us have students and youngsters that we were many, many, many years ago. We did those summer jobs. We did those jobs that we did, but we hated the jobs. And of course, we're not doing those jobs anymore. We're not doing those the part-time jobs because we hated it. We're never going to do it ever again the rest of our life. It was just an experience that we needed in order to earn money. We stick with things that we love doing. And of course, when we love doing it, we do it well. We do it good. I'll give it credit with respect to many astrologers I speak to. The reason why they got into it was because there wasn't any alternative. They didn't see in their mind and their thoughts, I haven't got another alternative. There's nothing else I can do. I know. I'll make a blog, I'll have a website, and I'll do something on the internet. That's, of course, that is the worst possible reason to actually become an astrologer or a psychic. Oh, I've got nothing else to do. I know. Oh, instead of being a garbage collector, I'll become a psychic as an astrologer. That's not the reason why you should do something. I've got no other choice. I'll do it. This is what I'll do. I'll do something on the internet because, well, I've got nothing, no other possibility, no other choice. That's the worst possibility. Now, as we go into this refined energy of summer 2023, we do things because our heart and soul is in it, because we love it. You live where you live, you're in a relationship where you live because you love it. It's not because, oh, there's no other man in the world or no other woman in the world that's going to love you, therefore you're stuck with your husband. That's not a reason to stay married. I mean, it's the same principle, isn't it? If you would think to yourself, you would stay in the marriage that you were in 10, 20, 30 years ago because there wasn't a possibility of falling in love with somebody else, so therefore I'll stick in a dysfunctional marriage, I'll stick in a marriage that I don't love him anymore, I don't love her anymore, I'll stick in a bad relationship just because there's no other alternative. That's not a principle for living life. That might be a principle for suicidally existing in life, but not a principle for living life. So when we talk about business, Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus is money talks, bullshit walks. When we talk about our business, we do our business, we work in our work and we earn our money because we love doing it. We are in relationships because we love the relationship. We live in our homes because we love our homes. Right? Otherwise, you'd be homeless. You pack your bags and leave your home if you didn't love your home. So it's got to be a truthful and sincere energy. Doing something because it's a last resort or it's, well, I've got no other choice, that is not the way around it. Now, I want to explain something I learned from Christina about shattering of dreams. And that's because Sun in Cancer, water star sign, makes a trine to Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. That Neptune in Pisces is the dreams. When we shatter and destroy somebody else's dreams, then we are a destructive person. For example, when I, many years ago, I got married and it didn't work out, each of us, me and my ex-wife Denise, we shattered each other's dreams. We had a dream to have a future together. The dream was the imagination, the images, the energy that we co-created together when we got engaged and when we then got married. It was the images that we co-created and then we destroyed the whole dream. That is a powerful energy. Having a dream together and then destroying that dream is destruction. It's a terrible force. That's why people do get heartbroken when break up of relationships, because you have a dream to be together and then it ends destroyed. That destruction sometimes is caused by one person, sometimes it's a joint person. But either way, it's an energy of destruction. And that needs to be healed with Saturn and Neptune in Pisces. And that means if you were the one that destroyed somebody else's dream, in other words, your husband or your wife thought the marriage was going to last forever and you destroyed their dream, then you have to heal that relationship, that specific relationship. They might have moved on to somebody else new and you might not have moved on because you're a destroyer of dreams. Christina, my psychic friend, often says when she's having to give readings to people and she's talking to people, she defines, yes, I can see the dream that you have in your head. And she builds the dream, but she says you can't build the dream with somebody that is going to destroy your particular dream. You build a dream with somebody that's going to co-create that dream of your future. And we all have a dream of stability. We all have a dream of good relationships. We all have a dream of harmony. So it is the building up of that dream. When you're working with other people who are building your dream of your imagination, your future, then everything goes smoothly. And that's what the Sun in Cancer this year is all about with its trines. The definition of working against the dream or being destroyed by a dream that is just not going to happen, then you'll realize very quickly, especially when the 31st of June leading to that full moon on the 2nd, 3rd of July, that the dream is never going to come true. And therefore, I've now got to build a new dream. It's not money talks, bullshit walks. And if the finances aren't there to build that dream, then no, I have to accept that the dream isn't there. However, when we have Mars going into Virgo ahead of the Sun on the 11th of July, therefore the building of the dream, because that Mars in Virgo opposes Saturn in Pisces, and that Mars in Virgo will then form a trine to Jupiter in Taurus, means the building of the dream just gets stronger. That's what we're on for now. That's why it's a great summer. The building of the dream is strong. And now, that's a daily energy. when you are, say, for example, you get a brochure of some furniture, or you get a brochure of some real estate, or when you're looking at something every single day and you're feeling the pull of energy towards it, then you know you're onto something good. When you go to view an apartment, you go, if those people are going to go looking for a new place to live, when you look at it, you look at it and your heart falls in love with it. You look at it and feel this is really right. And then you look at it again, and then look at it again. And even though you're not there looking at it, in your head, your emotions are looking at it and you're contemplating, is that my future? And the future is all defined by the dream of the future. Sometimes we always say sleep on it overnight. And the reason why very often we say sleep on it overnight is because the dream energy, the thoughtfulness energy, that you just have a lucid thoughts. In other words, you let your thoughts roll in. You wake up in the morning and thinking again about it. Yeah, it is my dream. I can feel that dream. Some people wake up in the morning and feel, nah, that's a waste of time. What I do with respect to certain aims, goals and ambitions, I actually print it out. I go to the print shop and I print out the picture of it. I print it out. It's not on the internet anymore. It's a print. And I hang it up on my wall and in front of my computer. And then I constantly are looking at it. And then I'm looking at it. Is that really my dream? Is that really the reality? Is that really the way I want to go? Is that really what I want? Is that really? And I think about it and I draw that image, that printed image on the picture, the photograph. I draw that in. Is that really right? And if it's not right, I'll then take it down and put it in the garbage, shred it in the shredding machine. And that's the end of that image. It didn't work. The image, the printed image, I always say it's a good thing to have those printed images if you can. But it's a more than just a printed image. It's an image in your head. What is that dream in your head? And the dream in your head gives you energy. So now let's talk about the big problems that people have. And I've spoken to many people, and many astrologers have spoken to many other readers as well. And the biggest problem that people seem to be having now is money. And that's because Jupiter in Taurus fundamentally defines money. Taurus is the money star sign. Those people who have got Taurus orientated energies, you're either very lucky financially or you're a total loser financially. But because Jupiter and Uranus are in Taurus now, and because there are no squares, it's a definition of make or break. Love it or hate it. Love it, yeah, it's either very, very good, in which case you're in it, your heart and soul is in it, and you know you're in it forever, or it's just not working out and it's come to an abrupt end. When you recognize, truthfully, that it's not paying, I think there's lots of people on the internet are realizing that their internets, their blogs, their websites, there's no point in even updating it anymore because it just doesn't work. I tried YouTube last year. On the website, my video clips get the readership gets the video, but on YouTube, it's a waste of time. It's a total waste of time. So why should I even bother uploading anything there? It just doesn't pay. No readers say, oh, I found you on YouTube, and therefore I want to do a reading. It didn't work out. I tried Twitter with respect to the Talkit app, and again, same again. I didn't get anybody. Oh, I came, I found you by a Talkit app. Therefore I came to you. No, they didn't. They find me because they find me. And that's going to be another principle of this summer. When destiny is making sure that somebody finds you, somebody will find you. You don't need to be on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on all the apps. You don't need to be. If somebody's destined to find you, somebody that's destined to be in your life forever and ever, they'll find you just on one platform. I know people say, oh, I've got to be on everywhere. No, you don't. If you're destined, you're only looking for your destiny. You're not looking for waifs and strays. You're not looking for garbage. You're not looking for nonsense. You're not looking to make a mistake. You're looking for stability. And stability is an act of destiny. Destiny will make you find it. It's as simple as that. It's a simple notion. Unfortunately, in our generation, people have listened to bad advice and they believe that in order to find their destiny, they have to go fishing everywhere. You know, when you see the fishermen on the side of the banks of the river, some of them have like 5 or 6 fishing rods out in the lake, in the pond, in the river. And some of them just have one fishing rod. The ones who have one fishing rod are the ones that I like, because they know if I'm going to catch a fish today, I'm going to catch a fish. And if I'm not going to catch it, I'm not going to catch it. Having 10 rods or one rod isn't going to, it's not a numbers game. It's simply destiny. Destiny brings that one person into your life, then you have that one person in your life, you have stability. When you haven't got it, oh, I'll wait my turn, I'll wait. And that's what I say, sooner or later, the purpose of all astrology is to tell people, hold your shit together, because sooner or later, it comes your way. Everybody, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You get yours, you'll get yours at the time you get it. If you go anxiously, desperately, I know some youngsters feel very desperate in the summer. They feel that they have to dress with a miniskirt, they have to dress sexy, they have to dress hot and spicy, because they're trying to attract attention from everybody. See who the ones. That's probably the wrong type of attraction, but they try it anyway because it suits their needs or suits their urges. So it's an energy of attraction. But as you get older and older, you realize, no, that's not the way to attract the right one into our lives. If you want the wrong one, yeah, that's very easy. It's certainly not the way to attract the right one. The right one is defined by calmness. Calmness is a trust in God and trust in energy, trust in the astrology, trust in life. When you don't trust life, you feel panic, 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 panic. When you trust in life, what will be. So you know it'll be. And if it's not going to be, it's not going to be. You have to rearrange your Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus to define that. You have to rearrange your head to define, okay, it's not. Did that, tried that, didn't work out. I accept it. I accept the message. Obviously, it's just not meant to be. When we come to acceptance, so often it's a sense of some people find themselves giving up and saying, all right, I've tried, it didn't work, now I give up. But in giving up, you can give up in an angry way, oh, I give up, full of anger, or you can give up with contentment of life. And when you give up with contentment, there's a softness associated with it. There is a trusting associated with it. All right, I don't know. I really don't know. So you God, spirit, whatever you believe in, Buddha, Allah, Jehovah, who you believe, God will find a way where there seems to be no way at the moment. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know who, but I'm a willing participant. I am willing for my destiny to fall into place, but okay, I can't see it at the moment. That's one facet of trusting in the Saturn and Neptune and Pisces, Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus. Now, here comes the contradiction to what some people are thinking. Well, he's being a bit too soft, isn't he? He's being a bit too sweet about it all, especially when we've got Mars and Venus in Leo. And Venus will be in Leo, that is the heart energy, all the way through till October. And with the Sun going into Leo at the end of July, is a definition of fire. And Leo's fire is anger. Anger and frustration. When you feel I'm not getting my destiny, I'm not getting what I want, I'm not getting the money and the prosperity, I'm not getting what I need, I'm not getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I'm not getting love, I'm not getting any ziggy ziggy sex, I'm not getting anything that I know I should have, then the anger kicks in. And the anger is the frustration and the determination. Anger is the thrust of life. I said on the other audios, the aeroplane, when it takes off from any airport, every single aeroplane makes a hell of a lot of noise. That's the thrust of the engines. And that's the Leo energy. Your heart says, I'm not sitting down and taking it lying down anymore. I am absolutely adamantly determined. I've got to do something about it. So, that's the other part of what we have to tell people. You have to put the fire of passion into life. You have to put the fire of determination. I've got to do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. And those of you who've noticed over the past couple of days, it was actually to the end of May and June, I knew with Mars in Leo, it's my turn to rearrange and update the website completely. To be something different, to reflect a different coat of paint, different colours, in order to emit out to the readership, this is me, I've updated the website, it's fully updated, fully different content, and this is the real me. When we reveal ourselves to being the real version of ourselves, then we are a better version of ourselves. People who are faking it, it's not the real them. And I know I'm going to get into trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway. When women wear lots of makeup, and I mean a hell of a lot of makeup, you know, and I know, that they are covering pimples up. They're covering up shit underneath the skin. And they do it. They do it. Then you take off the makeup and you see them the following morning and you roll your eyes around. And you're thinking, oh, what the hell have I got here? Oh, it's not easy to it's not easy to say get lost. Oh, it's not easy to say I've been tricked again. It's not easy to, but you say it in your head, you're thinking it. It's genuine. When somebody is a little bit overweight, you know, or a lot of bit overweight, it's just not nice. It's not pretty. It's not handsome. It's not charming. It's just not nice. We're only human. We got our eyes open wide, and we then realize, no, it's not right. I've got to do something about it. So sometimes we have to be self-critical, self-analytic about ourselves and say, am I being genuine? Am I being absolutely genuine? When we are feeling good about ourselves, we look good. And that's, again, an internal energy reflected. I think they say that the kidneys, what filters through your kidneys reflects the quality of your skin. Your skin is automatically reacting to the toxicities that are going through your kidneys, or I think it's the liver as well. The liver and kidneys affect the skin. How can the external appearance of our skin be a reflection of the internal? Well, it is. I mean, we know it in the aura. When you're really happy with life, your aura, your face looks good. Your eyes look good when you're really happy. When you look depressed, your eyes look a bit miserable. Your skin looks a bit miserable. You look a bit miserable. So it's about what we are, and the inside should be exactly what the external is on the outside. And what the outside reveals to the world should be what we are inside. And that's why people hate Earth and water star signs, because earth and water is the truth, is the truth, is the truth. And the truth is the truth. You can't bullshit that. You can't get your way around it. The truth is the truth. And that's why I personally love the earth and water energies this summer. The Mars and Venus in Leo is only being honest with ourselves. It's wanting us to desire something more out of life, a better quality of life, whether it be relationships, whether it be home, whether it be finances. It wants us to look forward to the future. The other aspect I had mentioned to many astrologers, and I don't know why they didn't. Oh, they always say to me, oh, yeah, Johnny. It's always an oh, yes moment. But when we're talking about Venus and Mars ahead of the Sun in Leo, right now it's at 12, 13, 14 degrees of Leo, so it goes 17 degrees, I think that's what we got. When we're talking about that 17 degrees, that means that when the Sun gets to 17 degrees of Leo in August, we will have accomplished what Mars wants us to accomplish now. When the Sun in Leo gets to where Venus and Mars are, whatever your heart wants now is when you accomplish it in August. It's finalized, signed, sealed, and delivered. But some people believe, well, I want it today. I want it today. I've got to have it today. No, the energy is the start of today, and then you acquire it in completion in your life. Then when you're looking for an apartment, looking for a home, you go viewing it today, but you sign the contract, and then you have to wait 30 days before you move in. So it's, you understand it in contractual business. You sign something and get it delivered, or even you buy something on the internet, you buy something and get it delivered in 7 days. So again, it's all about that timing. So when your heart wants something now, just because you don't get it today, even though you're getting very excited about it today, and even though there are signs of things happening today, it still means you've got to wait for it to the Sun to get there. And hence, when the Mars goes into Virgo on the 11th of July, Mars in Virgo is a preview for the 23rd, 24th, 25th of August, when the Sun will go into Virgo. And that preview is, I'm given something else now that I can see in my life, coming into my life, working on to acquire in my life, but it is about then fully getting it in my life permanently on the end, last week in August. So that advantage, knowing that astrology, I've had a few people saying to me, a few astrologers saying, oh yes, that's a good way of looking at it. Oh yes. But the oh yes is only enlightenment. And enlightenment is how, that's why we share our information with other astrologers. Of course, the one that I'm a big believer in is the moon astrology. You see, people who are single-minded, or people who are stubborn-minded, or people who are, you can't really speak to some people. You try telling them, when I always say moon astrology, well, the full moon will tell you the truth. The full moon, whatever it is, the full moon will tell you the truth. It'll be a make or break. So just wait. I always tell people, wait until the full moon. And many other astrologers have got used to telling their readership now as well. Wait until the full moons and then you'll see the truth. Just wait for it. You know, we say a few months ago when I told people, wait until the 20th of May when Mars will go into Leo. Wait to see what will happen at the last week in May and June. And then you'll see the definition of the future. Well, I was right. And you're seeing it. When you know it's a time. Timetable, and then you tell people to wait and see. And I say that as well to other readership listening to me, is when you have the wait and see attitude, wait and see how you're going to feel, wait and see what actually happens, wait and see to the sun in Cancer, wait and see to the full moon in Capricorn on the 2nd of July, 3rd of July, wait and see till the Mars goes into Virgo on the 11th of July, wait and see, and then it all makes sense. With no planets in Virgo, that 11th of July is going to be very powerful, because all of a sudden something that's not in your life today will come into your life from the 11th of July.